Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
How many are ready for God's word this morning? Ready for God's word? Okay. I have good news for you. I get to stand before you today as your pastor, not as the prophetic word that I brought last Sunday. Everybody go like this. Okay, for those that were here last Sunday, that was a word from the Lord. It was a prophetic word that you can't run away from. How many know you can run, but you can't hide from God's word? We can run, but we can't hide. Because wherever we are, he's there. David told us before we started that. David said, if I was to ascend to the heavens, you're there. And if I made my bed in Sheol, you're there. So who's ever here today, if you're running, enjoy the process. But wherever you get to, God's there. He's already there. So I want to encourage you, stop running and absolutely anchor yourself in the Word of God. Yes? Father, we love you this morning, and as we honor mothers here in the house today, we ask that they will be encouraged, built up, lifted up, and strengthened by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. We exalt you this morning. Take us to the Word now. Show us what's on your heart so that we could know how to really frame up our homes. In Jesus' name, everybody says, turn to somebody and say, frame it up. The reason we need to frame it up at the home level is because there's destruction on the horizon without the framework of God's word in our homes. Without the framework of God's word in our homes, disaster will not only happen in the home, it'll happen in the community, to the state, to the region, to the nation. So one has said, as the home goes, so goes the nation. I want you to put good, solid perimeters around your home this morning and base it on God's word. I'm going to send around my phone in just a moment because some of you might get bored and you need something to know. No. I'm going to tell you what's on my phone, and I want the phone to travel. Please don't do anything else, but just look at what's on the phone this morning. All right? If you don't have an infrastructure, you will come down. Either in the natural or spiritually, you will come down without an infrastructure, a framework. How many of you live on property without anything there? I didn't think so. How many live in a home that has no roof? I didn't think so. Or in a trailer without a roof? Of course not. Because we know how important it is to have an infrastructure. Part of the infrastructure that God wants to speak to us about from his word this morning has everything to do with mothers and future mothers. You know, I see a lot of good qualities in education, but I see some weaknesses in education. When we started telling kids they could do whatever they wanted, we were not really looking at the infrastructure of where that could take them. And so now we have girls who are willing to go anywhere, do anything with whoever from either side of the gender. And when I used to be at the high school before I went over to the old Hilltop, which is the new Levy Learning Academy, I was amazed at how young ladies could in 1 week be with a guy, but by the weekend they could be with someone of their own. I'm going, what in the world? It is true what was said to me at the ball field, and I shared it with you last week. All of the lines in our nation have been wiped out. And the only thing that is left is the Word of God. In fact, I got an email the other day from an individual who gets the devotionals that we put out each day through the ministry of God, Bob Gass. And the individual said, we are in, this is not a pastor, by the way, we are in some of the darkest days we've ever known. And we're going to have to stand on God's Word. Not what we think about God's word, but God's word. How many know that my thinking may not always line up with God's word? But I can line up with God's word. That's why every day you got to renew your mind. Let me explain it to you this way. You may have been a great ball player last year, but that doesn't mean you're going to be one this year. Does that make sense? That's how important it is to be anchored in the word. And one of the anchors that my mother put in our home was the cross of Jesus Christ. It was central to our home. Let me explain why. It's what kept her from running away. And it kept all five of us from running away. Now, we ran into each other. Hello. Come on, parents. You know there's times when they do get it on. And you wonder, oh, my God, is this ever going to stop? It will stop. And it changes. And sometimes it will straighten out. Sometimes. So the other day, I'm in the ESE facility at the old Bronson Middle High School. And one of my colleagues said, Mr. Weber, can I show you something that I took a picture of today? I said, most definitely. And they shot this, and I'm going to let you take a look at it. And it's the entrance into the old Bronson Middle High School from the side, which is all closed in and covered. In it, you're going to see an incredible picture of the cross and a light focused on the cross. I'm still trying to calibrate how in the world did that show up Friday morning when there's no access over the top. How did that happen? I'm bringing it to the message this morning because a lot of times we hear about the cross where Jesus died, but it's also the cross where we're supposed to die. And not many pastors, not many homes, not many mothers teach the power of the cross. And the power of the cross isn't only where Jesus died for our sins, but the power of the cross is where I die to myself. We can be in the body of Christ and still be alive in the self realm. But the cross of Jesus Christ will help you daily to crucify the old man and resurrect in you the new man. I want to present to you perhaps four women. If I don't get to all of them, it's okay, because I can give you the scriptures where you can get the last two if I only do two. But I am saying to you this morning, on the authority of God's word, we need an infrastructure of the cross of Jesus Christ in the fabrics of our home so that Christ would be exalted and we could be able to say, like John said of old, I must decrease and Christ must increase. Those who say it honor the cross. Those who don't dishonor the cross. I must decrease and he must increase in my life. Every day, everyone in your life is either going to see Christ or self and dimensions of either one. This morning, God's going to present four women who had an infrastructure that strengthened their home. So if you have your Bibles this morning and you'd like to go along with me, this morning we're honoring mothers. I want to give you a couple quotes of one of my favorite leaders of all time, Abraham Lincoln. And I'd like to start with two quotes from him, and then we're going to go to Proverbs 31, verse 10, and then quickly through the stories of four women. So if my wife will come for her morning kiss, I will give her my phone. Look, everybody looked up like, oh my gosh, he really is beyond himself. Oh no. Did you see how she reached for the phone, man, before the kiss? Hello, young men. Are you awake today? In Proverbs 3. I could have so much fun with that right there. Proverbs 31:10 says, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Today, I want to present to you four ladies who had character. Not just hot bodies and hot clothes that could catch you, but their character was the infrastructure of their lives. I'm asking right now that God will open up your ears and open up your heart and give you eyes to be able to see and comprehend His Word, because what we are in great need of in our homes is character. We need character that is able to weather the storms of life. And a godly woman is better than great riches. That would be Proverbs 31, verse 10. Before we begin with the first, let me give you these two quotes. Abraham Lincoln said, "All that I am or hope to be, I owe it to my mother." Amen. So right here, let's go ahead and give all of our ladies, all of our mothers, a big round of applause. The other quote that I want to lay before you this morning is also by Abraham Lincoln, and listen closely to what he said. I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. I want to encourage ladies in the house this morning to become women of prayer. That doesn't mean that you have to put a robe on. That doesn't mean you have to change the way you dress. That just means you change the way you are from the inside out. This morning, I want you to know any infrastructure that you build without prayer is not a lasting infrastructure. I present to you woman number one. Turn to somebody and say, "He started." We want to honor all mothers who pray. The story is found in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. And there we hear the story of Hannah. Hannah was a lady that had not had a child, did not have the opportunity to raise a child. So listen to what she said. In bitterness of soul, she began to pray to the Lord, and she wept in anguish. Then she made a vow. By the way, prayers go deep when vows are connected. Covenants are kept when we understand the power of a vow. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. And she made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head." That's a praying woman. My mother was a modern day Hannah. All five of her children were dedicated to the Lord before they wanted to be dedicated to the Lord. I just hope you sink your teeth in on something this morning. Man, I can't stand going to a restaurant, pay for something, and didn't get what I wanted. You're going to get what He paid for this morning, He being Jesus Christ. And He's saying to us, prayers that do not bring a vow-level commitment and prayers that will not return the dedication of that prayer to the one who can make that a reality is no prayer at all. We are in dire need in this nation for mothers who make prayers stick. Hannah, if you know the rest of the story, received the answer to her prayer. Ladies, don't stop praying. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. God, I'm just trying to strengthen some mothers in here this morning. God answers prayer. Continue to pray for your children. Do not lose hope. Continue to pray over their lives. Dedicate them unto the Lord even when they don't want to be dedicated. And watch the Lord intervene, because you are a vow keeper. "I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life." And then we travel over to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. "My heart," she says, "rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I actually smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation." It's not about sex, it's about salvation. Whoa, how do you slide that in there? Because she didn't go home going, "Oh, wow, it's a celebration. We had intimacy, and wow, look what's come forth. Ooh, how great I am and how great my husband is." No, she said it was salvation. Answered prayer always brings the salvation of the Lord. Listen closely. If you're choosing to walk in the other kingdom, there's no salvation in that kingdom. There is no salvation in the kingdom of darkness. What does that mean, Pastor? There's no return on your investment. Whatever you're investing in the kingdom of darkness will be taken from you and stolen, and you will never get it back. The harvest is in the kingdom that is eternal. And the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God in Christ. That's the book of Revelation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there's none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. Mothers, if you have not done it, find a quiet place today and dedicate your children unto the Lord and put them on the rock. Because if Jesus does tarry, they're going to need the rock more than they need you. Boy, that's going to be tough right there. Because even when daddies give up and go on about their own thing and doing their thing, mothers don't give up on their kids. But there's an eternal rock that our children must be connected to, and it's the rock, Christ Jesus. Hannah knew that she was going to have to keep that vow and give Samuel, oh my, there's his name, Samuel unto the Lord. So she was going to back out, and God was going to back in and take over. And that's what God's wanting us to do as parents today. Wow, he just said parents. I want to make this all inclusive. It's not only for the mothers, but it's also for the fathers, that we dedicate our children unto the Lord and get our hands off and let God be God in the lives of our children. Good preaching right there, Pastor. I want to give you this quote as we move on to mother number two. Hannah was the praying mother. And if you're bored in prayer, there's a disconnect between you and Father. Because when you really know the Father, there's a connection, and you just pour out your heart and everything in your heart to your Father, and he watches over all of the heartache, all of the bruise, all of the tear, all of the tears. He sees all of that, and he will keep his word. Don't look at your husband as the ultimate word keeper. Look to Jesus. He's the one that will never, ever fail you. And all the men said, ooh, good answer right there, men. Don't leave your relationships to chance. Pray for godly people to come into your life with whom you can connect. Don't force relationships to happen. Pray for them to happen. Then when they do, nurture them with prayer. I want to encourage everyone in the house. Oh, now he's blanketed everything. I want this whole house to nurture relationships in prayer. And if it doesn't come into a full-blown relationship, kingdom style, let it go. My good friend Almond Gunner says it to me every time we talk. And the other day I was talking to him as he was coming home from Texas, and he said this, just remember this, people select themselves in and people select themselves out. Keep on the journey. And I want to encourage you this morning, stay with what God's called you to do. What is that? To pray like Hannah of old. So I need all the mothers to stand, if you will, please. We're going to give you a vote of confidence in your prayer closet, in the prayer life that God's given to you. We're going to give you an ovation to keep on praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Where are you, men? Where are you, men? Right now, I need men to absolutely give them that vote of confidence. These are women of prayer. Yes. High five each other, ladies, as you sit down and go, he's got it. And he would not be the man or the boyfriend. It would be your Father in heaven. For all of our single ladies, let me say this. If you're a woman of prayer, you want to be connected to a young man who also is a man of prayer. Not religiously, just a man of prayer. Because if you're a woman of prayer and he's everything you think he should be, could be, but he doesn't pray, all hell's going to break loose. Let that dog go. Let that dog go. Let him run back to the kennel. Woman number two, and I may only get two of them this morning. Woman number two will be found in Luke chapter 8 and verse 43. We honor mothers who pray. We honor mothers who have passion. And listen real close. Listen, prayer will develop passion, but passion without prayer will die. Lord Jesus. If you're a woman of prayer, passion will always be in your bloodstream. But if you're not a praying woman, you can start with passion, but the world system will drain your passion. Luke chapter 8, verse 43, and a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years. How many know that's a long time? 12 years battling that, which had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. You know the story so well. She came behind Jesus and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood, stopped right there. It was prevented from going any further in her life because she was willing, listen, with her passion to pursue and then to reach out and to touch the hem of his garment. Ladies, I want to say to you this morning, as a servant of the Most High God, your passion is proved by the way you pursue him and you push through the crowd just to touch the hem of his garment. Do not stop. Do not stop your passion. Continue to push through, regardless of what they say, regardless of those who will distract. I invite you, mothers, to press in, press through. Let the passion of your heart make the difference in the lives of your children. We're looking at eternity. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" I want to encourage ladies, before you're touched by a man, let Jesus touch you. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, come on, man. The multitude is thronging you, and they're pressing you. How say to us, who touched you? Come on, Jesus." And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive," one translation says virtue, another says power has gone out. Mothers, future mothers, your infrastructure will always be powerful if you touch Jesus. I'm inviting you to touch Jesus. Press in, press through, be around those that do the same thing. You will see the power of God in your life, the power of God in your children, and no situation is too great for Jesus and you. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. I want to release divine healing in this house, this day and every day as we walk in the kingdom. Not in this house, not in this ministry, but in his kingdom. I release divine healing in this community. I release kingdom healing immediately in every area of our lives. And we will press in, we will push through, and we will experience the power and the passion that God has for us. It's our infrastructure as we live in the kingdom. And Jesus said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." I want to declare over every mother this morning, in accordance with God's word, as a kingdom dweller, walking in the kingdom, living in the spirit, that faith is increasing in your life, in every situation that you're confronted with. The faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ is exploding in you, and the evidence is that you walk in peace, even in the storm. Peace. Be still. It is I. Let's pray together. Father, this morning, we thank you for Hannah. We thank you. She was a woman of prayer. I'm wondering, while we're praying this morning, if there would be some mothers, some young ladies too. Hannah wasn't extremely old. when she went before the Lord. I wonder if there's some women who would like to come and stand here and go, as of this day, at this moment, in His presence, in His kingdom, I'm making a vow to become a woman of prayer. I'm inviting you to come and to stand here, ladies. This is about prayer. And Father, we thank You also this morning, as many are starting to come. I'm thanking You in advance for those women that are just like the woman who had the issue. Father, I thank You that there are issues in our lives that we have been looking at, staring down the barrel at, and we know that You absolutely have placed a passion inside of us that cannot be stopped. And so I'm asking this morning, I'm wondering now, are there women here who have issues going on? And it may or may not be physically. Excuse me, let me correct that. It may not be physical, but you have issues going on and you'd like to come and stand in the presence, not of a pastor, not of a ministry, but in the presence of the Lord God Almighty. And you would like to stand. Would you like to press in? Would you like to push through? And you'd say, you know what? I'm coming. I'm coming. If she could, I can. I'm inviting you to come as we stand here and wait upon the Lord this morning. Any ladies who would say, my prayer life is expanding and His passion is exploding. Expanding and explosion go together in the infrastructure of the kingdom. And I'm coming broken, bleeding, torn, ripped to shreds. And the issues are overwhelming in my life. And I couldn't even take the time to tell you all the issues. But what I am going to do is this. I'm going to reach out and I'm going to touch the hem of His garment this morning. With or without your permission, I'm going to reach out and I'm touching Him. I wonder, are there any ladies that would like to come and say, there are issues in my life. There are issues in my home. There's issues at work. But I'm coming. I'm coming just as I am. I'm coming right now. I'm coming. I'm coming. And then the last invitation before we open it for some men is this for our ladies. Maybe you're here this morning and you say, hey, guess what, Pastor? I know Him, but my infrastructure is so shot. I'm looking more and more like the world every day. That concept of the lines have been removed. I'm starting to feel that way inside about myself, that there's no more lines. I'm concerned about my character. I'm concerned about the nobility of what I should be in the kingdom. And man, all of a sudden, there's been a shift. And there's things that are starting to become more appealing to me than the kingdom and the character of the kingdom. Pastor, I'm coming right now because my infrastructure is all messed up. It's all jacked up. It's all screwed up. But I'm coming. I may be young. I may be middle. I may be a little older. But my infrastructure has got to be touched by the kingdom this morning. Any other ladies in the house that would like to come? Man, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Hold on, men. Hold on. Some of you might be sitting there going, it's about time. Oh, no, no, no. You're right. It's about time for you to become a man of prayer. It's about time for you to give up the passions of this world. I was out very early this morning as we just tarry in His presence, and I saw truck after truck after truck loading up. Nothing wrong with that. And boat after boat behind those trucks. And I looked and there were men. Passion. Passion early in the morning. Passion. But where's the passion for the kingdom? I wonder how many men this morning that would be willing to come and stand and say, Pastor, you know what? My passion is so... I've got to get aligned into the passion of the kingdom. I just got to come and stand behind these ladies. My passion is not anywhere near what Jesus had. But today is my day. I'm going to become a passionate man. Passion in the kingdom is not passion in the world, by the way. I used that word passion the other day at the school, and the guys got all fired up. I said, just keep your zippers up, gentlemen. I'm not talking about that kind of passion. Any men this morning that would like to just stand and go, you know what? My passion has been messed up. But I want the passion that Jesus had. for others. Others. That's the crucified life, men. And then last, I wonder if there's any men, any young men. Oh, cool your jets, Pastor. Man, I'm a kid. I don't need... Samuel could hear God's voice early because of the dedication of his life. How many men in here would like to go, you know what? I want to be a man of prayer anytime, anywhere. I am available to pray for anyone about anything at any moment. Any other men that would like to just come. You're just trying to get everybody. You got to be kidding me. I'm doing exactly what the Lord asked me to do. Are there men whose prayer life has been meaningless, seamless, like it's just cracked all over the place? Men, any men that would like to come and go, I'm coming. And hey, guess what, Dennis? I feel like one of the disciples this morning is a man. I think I need to say what they said. Lord, teach us to pray. That's a good place to start, men. Maybe that's what we all need to do. A Father, through your Son, the person of the Holy Spirit, teach us how to pray. Teach us, show us how to pray every day in our lives. Now I get to sow this into the lives of those that are scared. I'm doing exactly what the Lord asked me to do. Man, this isn't fair, Dennis. Pastor, this isn't fair. If we'd have known what you were about to do, we'd have got up too. Many hear, but few respond. Many hear his voice. Now for those that, and you could, man, if that was me, if I knew there was something about to be released, man, I believe I'd get up out of my chair right now. I'm running. Hey, look here. You sow this into my life too. For those that are standing now, I'm going to sow these last two principles, and I'll show you why our nation, no, God's word will show you why we are where we are as a nation. When we pray and we have his passion, God begins to develop. Now, here we go. Are you ready? God begins to develop his purpose in our lives. And that's no big deal. Really? Why is suicide on the rise? I speak over that spirit right now in Jesus' name and dismiss suicide off of the body of Christ. Not only here in this house, but the body of Christ. Be gone in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Dismiss that. In Jesus' name. God's going to reveal his purpose to those that are now standing here. Yes, there was a woman who actually had that. Perhaps in the future I can talk about her. And then last, here's the benefit of the first three steps of infrastructure. God is now releasing over those that are standing, listen closely, purity. Listen, kingdom style. You'll never be pure if you won't give yourself to prayer. You'll never be pure if you don't have the passion of the kingdom. And God can't reveal his purpose and entrust it to you if your life is impure. And impurity is not always sexual. Mind you. Shall we pray? Today, Father, we honor mothers for generations who have never appeared nor tried to be like Hollywood, but knew their life was a life of prayer, who knew that their hearts were filled with passion, who dispensed the purposes of God in the lives of their children, and who were always pure to the covenant that you had given to them. And I thank you. God, I honor the ladies that are standing in your presence today. And I ask in Jesus' name that you will increase the favor of the Lord upon their lives. And I pray that we will honor them in our homes and we will lift them up before you. And I ask in Jesus' name that our children will bear the marks of the infrastructure of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, we bow in humility. We bow before you and we thank you. We thank you for the heritage that you've given to the body of Christ. And we thank you for the heritage that you've given to us through our family. And we bless mothers today on Mother's Day. I ask that the angels of the Lord would gather around our young ladies and that they will keep themselves as unto the Lord. And no young man can be able to touch them who has first of all not been touched by you and then walk in covenant with them. For these things we thank you and we accept the charge of this prayer over our lives. Now, Father, throughout this day, may it be a day of celebration. May it be a day of thanksgiving. May we honor our mothers to be able to say, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gifts that he's placed in our lives. We honor you now, Father. We thank you for our time together around your word. Seal the word to our hearts and our hearts to your kingdom. Be magnified in our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name, God's people said.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue his purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.